Mga kapatid, mga tagapakinig din natin sa Zoom at saka sa FB Live, inyong maaalala na ating pinag-aaralan ang aklat ng Hebreo. Sisimulan natin ito. Ngayong bagong taon na ito, yung unang buwan ng taon, ay simula rin ang ating serye sa aklat ng Hebreo. At gaya ng inyong maaalala ng ating introductory Bible class, ito yung libro o aklat sa Bible na parang masasabi natin, the unknown book. Hindi alam kung sino ang sumulat, hindi alam kung sino ang sinulatan, at kung nasaan sila, saan sila mga nakatira, bagamat merong mga clues na makikita tayo dito sa aklat, pero marami mga bagay na hindi tayo alam. Pero napakaganda ng sermon letter na ito, yung maalala, ito hindi lang ordinaryong sulat, parang more of a sermon na, of course, halo ding sulat, kaya parang sermon letter. At ngayong umagang ito, titingnan natin yung unang bahagi, verses 1 and 2. At sa verses 1 to 4, yung pinaka-prologue o yung panimula, verses 1 to 4, ay tinatawag ito ng mga Bible scholars na one of the most majestic four verses or introductory verses in the Bible. Dito yung Christology, yung turo tungkol sa Panginoong Jesus in verses 1 to 4 ay isa sa apat na pinakamalalim, pinakamatayog na mga paliwanag tungkol sa pagkatao ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Together with John chapter 1, Philippians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 1, yung ika-apat andito sa prologue ng Hebrews 1 verses 1 to 4. At sinasabi din ng mga scholars, Bible scholars, na halos walang theological category, yung major theological category na hindi nakasama. Almost every single word is pregnant with meaning. So ganun kayaman itong verses 1 to 4. Yung verses 1 and 2 lang ang titingnan natin ngayon, mga kapatid. Pero basahin natin from verses 1 to 4. Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 4. Noong unang panahon, ang Diyos ay nagsalita sa ating mga ninuno sa iba't ibang panahon at sa iba't ibang paraan sa pamamagitan ng mga propeta. Subalit, sa mga huling araw na ito, ay nagsalita siya sa atin sa pamamagitan ng anak na kaniyang itinalagang tagapagmana ng lahat ng mga bagay na sa pamamagitan din niya'y ginawa ang mga sanlibutan. Siya ang kaningningan ng kalawalhatian ng Diyos at tunay na larawan ng kanyang likas at kanyang inaalalayan ang lahat ng bagay sa pamamagitan ng ng kapangyarihan ng kaniyang salita nang magawa na niya ang paglilinis ng mga kasalanan. Siya ay umupo sa kanan ng kamahalan sa kaitaasan. Palibhasa'y naging higit na mataas kaysa mga anghel. Palibhasa'y nagmana ng higit na marilag sa pangalan na pangalan kaysa kanila. Tayo po'y dumako muna sa Panginoon sa panalangin, mga kapatid. O aming Panginoon Diyos, what glorious majesty na dito'y makikita namin tungkol sa aming Panginoong Jesus. At nawa, sa umagang ito, kayo po ang magpaalala sa amin na kayo ang Diyos na nangungusap, kayo ang Diyos na nagpahayag ng inyong sarili, at dahil dito, meron kaming kaligtasan. Ito po ang aming mga dalangin, sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Have you ever heard, mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, of the acronym SETI? S-E-T-I? SETI, S-E-T-I? Ibig sabihin, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Paghahanap daw sa mga di nakatira sa mundo. In other words, aliens, alien intelligence. Ayon sa article na ito, sa Science Magazine, ay marami raw na pera ang ngayon ay ibinibigay sa pagsasaliksik para marinig natin through the means of radar kung meron ngang mga intelligent beings, in short, mga aliens, out there, sa ating universe. Ayon dito sa article na to, yung Project Breakthrough Listen, on September 20, yung article na to, September 20, 2020, $100 million ang inallocate ng isang private philanthropist para sa research na ito ng SETI, Searching for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Imagine, almost 5 billion pesos para pakinggan o saliksikin na baka may mga nangungusap daw sa atin ng mga extraterrestrial o aliens. At ayon din sa isang article sa Atlantic Magazine, ang China pala ang may pinakamalaki ngayon na radar na nakadedicate lamang, napaka-unique nito, no? Siya yung pinakamalaking radar na dedicated sa pakikinig kung yung mga alien ay magkukommunicate sa ating mga tao. Now, what I found interesting doon sa article ng Atlantic ay ito. Yung SETI daw, yung Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, share some traits with religion. Yung paghahanap daw na ito, maraming katangian na para ding relihiyon. Bakit? Eh kasi daw, it is motivated by a deep human desire for connection and transcendence. It concerns itself with questions about human origins, about the raw creative power of nature, and about our future in this universe. And what the article found striking is that all the time, this is happening when traditional religions have become unpersuasive to many. Yung traditional religion, hindi na persuasive sa maraming tao. So saan sila ngayon nagta-turn? Ito sa pakikinig. Baka mangusap yung alien sa atin. Pero alam nyo, after decades and decades of study, kahit isa, wala pang napatunayan na meron ngang alien na nangusap sa atin. Eh kung iisipin natin, eh kaya nga parang religion ito, humans are longing for communication. Humans are longing na ma-communicate to a being out there. But alam nyo, the good news of Christianity and the Christian religion, that being has already spoken. Nagsalita na ang being na yon na kanilang hinahanap. And of course, it is none other than the revelation and communication of God through the Bible. Nagsalita na, iniintay pa nila, spending millions and millions of dollars, when in fact, it's right in our hands, right in your hands right now, the communication of God to human beings like us. And that is the good news. So sa pag-aaral natin, ang verses 1 to 4, ito ang gusto nating makita. Alam nyo, with the possible exception ng the prologue of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, sabi ng mga Bible scholars, itong verses 1 to 4 daw is one of the loftiest rhetorical and literary expression in the New Testament. Alam nyo, nung binabasa ko itong mga bagay na ito, parang there was a longing na sana magaling ako mag-Greek or talagang kabisado ko yung Greek language. Kasi dito pala, ito yung together with Luke, possibly, and even more than Luke, kitang-kita yung literary genius ng sumulat ng aklat na ito. Kaya lang hindi ito si Pablo. No, kasi si Pablo, hindi ganito kagaling sumulat when it comes to literary writing. The intricate, sabi ng mga scholars, structure of verses 1 to 4, it's a single sentence. Kaya nga kung Tagalog yung Bible nyo, actually mas accurate eh. Kasi sa ESV, ginawang two sentences. 1 and 2, 3 and 4. Para lang mahati, ano? Pero sa Tagalog, koma, koma, koma. It's one long sentence na when it comes to rhetorical technique, merong alliteration, meter, rhythm, phonetic and semantic parallelism, syntactical and semantic repetition, even chiasm. Well, sa totoo lang, karamihan to hindi ko naiintindihan. No? Hindi ako literary expert. Pero sa tunog pa lang, mukhang talagang anlalim ano, ng pagkasulat nitong verses 1 to 4. One single sentence. of pure literary genius extolling the revelation of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And even in doctrine, napakalalim na mga turo na makikita natin dito, including the doctrines of revelation, Christology, soteriology, creation, even eschatology. Napakayaman in 4 verses of a single sentence. At dito ang gusto nating makita, because many times, you know, we take for granted na tayo kinausap ng Diyos at kinakausap ng Diyos even now through His Word. And therefore, halagang maalala natin at namamangha tayo. And just imagine, what if God did not speak to us? Ano kaya kung hindi nagbigay ang Diyos ng pahayag sa tao? Try to imagine na biglang, poof, wala yung Bible nyo, yung mga hawak nyo dyan. Kahit yung mga sa telepono nyo, sa mga gadget nyo, biglang nawala. Try to imagine that. Kaya ang mensahe na gusto nating hanguin dito, let's appreciate this astounding fact, yung kagulat-gulat na katotohanan, the astounding truth that the Almighty God communicates with us. The Almighty God communicates with us. Nangungusap, nangusap at nangungusap ang Diyos sa taong tulad natin. At ito na rin yung outline natin, makikita natin. God spoke, number one. Number two, God spoke through humans. And number three, God spoke through His Son. Yan tatlong bagay na titingnan natin. God spoke, number one. Nangusap ang Diyos, verse 1. Tingnan natin, teksto natin, hanapin natin yung 30 na yan. Long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. Now, yung simula pa lang, napaka-lofty, ano? Long ago. So, ano yung inyong maalala doon? Well, last time lang, yung mensahe natin, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. So, dito rin, si yung sumulat, long ago, na parang gusto niyong ipakita sa atin that the story of Jesus Christ ay hindi ito bago. Hindi ito even nagsimula lamang sa Roman Empire, but this story is part of the redemptive plan of God which started long ago from the beginning, including during the Old Testament times. So God's saving work ay nangyayari yan noong paman pasimula, long ago. At pag tinignan natin yung teksto na ito, sabi, di ba, isang sentence lang ito, no? Isang one continuous sentence in the original Greek composed of 72 words. From verses 1 to 4, 72 words yan, mga kapatid. Alam nyo, those 72 words, they rotate or they are hinged or they ang bedrock nito, yung sentence na to ayon sa mga nag-aaral ng linguistics ng banal na kasulatan, is in 2 words. A noun and a verb, ho theos laleo. Ho theos, the God, laleo, spoke or has spoken. Yung nasa verse 1, long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke. Ho theos laleo. God spoke or God has spoken sa ibang mga translation na inyong hawak. Ito yung pinakasentro ng talata, 4 verses na ito of 1 long sentence. God has been actively speaking. And this is so basic, not just to the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, but to the entire Bible. No, isa ito sa pinaka-foundational truth na pinanghahawakan natin. Eh kung hindi nangusap ang Diyos, sabi nga, uwi, ana. Bakit pa tayo narito ngayon? Kung hindi nangusap ang Diyos. Are my words that important for all of us to gather here? Are the preacher's words so important for us to gather here, even in the midst of the pandemic? Of course not. Hindi tayo pupunta rito para makinig sa mga katha lamang at mga katalinuhan ng ating mga mangangaral. So napaka-foundational noon. God spoke. Just imagine if that same God remains silent. Kung nanahimik ang Diyos, imagine that. What would have happened? Can you imagine a world that God is silent? Well, ayon sa isang scholar, si Carl F. H. Henry, ito ang sabi niya, revelation as God's willful disclosure through which He, God, forfeits His own personal privacy. Ayun daw yung revelation. God forfeits His own personal privacy so that His creatures might know Him. Ang ganda ng pagkalagay, no? Kasi we are, you know, by nature, we're private persons. No, di ba? Gusto nyo ba sa bahay nyo, basta na lang may papasok? No, minsan meron kaming foreigner, Christian friend, you know, at very actively involved sa ministry. Pero nagulat kami ni Sister Heidi, Malaysian to, foreigner, nasa Los Baños, nag-aaral, naging close friend namin, eh, talagang Reformed Christian. Diba, nagulat kami, nasa kusina kami minsan, pagtalikod namin, andyan na, sa loob ng bahay namin, nasa loob na rin ang kusina. Parang ganun siya ka, of course, tuwan-tuwa kami sa kanya, pero samang nagulat kami, ha? ganun pala siya, no? Parang at home talaga. Pero bilang isa nagugulat tayo because we have privacy. But imagine the God of the universe, the God who made everything, in a sense, He forfeited. Parang sinabi niya, ayoko na yung, in His sovereign will and in His infinite wisdom, na parang sinabi niya, I want to share myself to people. At sa banal na kasulatan. And there's no necessity for that. That's the point. Walang pumilit sa Diyos. At walang kahit sino mang pwedeng pumilit sa Diyos na ipahayag niya ang sarili niya. But out of His volition, His perfect will, minabuti niya, I want to share my being and person and attributes to my creation. Well, alam natin, theologically, merong general revelation. Ito yung Psalm 19 verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. Pero meron ding special revelation. Ito yung ating pinag-uusapan dito. Yung revelation na nakapahayag sa banal na kasulatan. Ito yung paksa ng sumulat dito. That when the scripture speaks, God speaks. So kaya tayo nag-gather ngayon to listen to this message is because we believe when the scripture speaks, God Himself speaks. At ito yung tinatalakay dito na sumulat. And so yung pananampalataya ng niya at ng kanya sinusulatan, eh hindi lang may Diyos, but this same God spoke. Hindi lang na may Diyos, but this same God spoke. Na maraming hindi naniniwala dyan. They think, yeah, there could be a God, but He's far away. And He doesn't care. He doesn't speak. He's silent. But tayo bilang mga mananampalataya kay Jesus, we believe that that same God spoke and now is speaking through His Word. So anong application sa atin ito, mga kapatid? Well, that God spoke, realize what a great blessing this is. What a great blessing this is that God has revealed Himself to us kahit tayo makasalanan. Kahit tayo di karapat-dapat, kahit sana dapat tayo itakwil, dapat tayong parusahan, but that same God forfeited His privacy to speak to us. Kumbaga parang binuksan niya yung pintuan ng kanyang pagkatao at tayo'y kanyang winelcome. What a thought, mga kapatid. And imagine if God didn't, kung hindi ito ginawa ng Diyos. Now, kung kayo ay dalagat binata pa, siguro hindi pa kayo sanay doon sa tinatawag ng mga mag-asawa na silent treatment. Okay? Kung kayo naman ay may asawa na, ay kayo ay sanay na dito. Silent treatment. Tama ba mga may asawa? No? Pag minsan, pag hindi nagkakasundo yung mag-asawa, may ugali yung isa o maaaring pareho sila na silent treatment. Ano yan? Well, ayon sa mga psychologists, alam nyo, malalim pala ang kahulugan niyang silent treatment o malalim pala ang epekto niyan. Ayon sa pag-aaral, kaya pala talagang masakit yan, bagamat wala kang outward na pasa or sugat, but inwardly, masakit talaga pala yung silent treatment. Ayon sa mga pag-aaral, in fact, it's the same area, pag may silent treatment, yung mag-asawa, halimbawa, diyan nag-iimikan, the same area in the brain that is responsible for physical pain is activated. Diba? Pag nasaktan ka, mayroong part of your brain, nagsisisigaw, ang sakit! Eh, yun yun. Pag may silent treatment pala, yun din yung na-activate. And so, imagine, kung hindi nagsalita ang Panginoon, and that is why people today are spending hundreds, $100 million just for one project for 10 years to listen to what's out there because they are longing for some communication from some superior being out there. And there was, and there is, and continued to be silence. Silence. Kaya napaka-blessed natin, mga kapatid. So look at the cults, these false religions in the world that abound. Eh, yung mga practices nila, may mga ginagawa sila, talagang minsan di natin ma-imagine how can they believe these things? How can they do these things out of their ignorance? Because there is no communication from God. Dahil di nila pinapansin ang salita ng Diyos. And so sana ngayon ma-appreciate natin, what a blessing pala. You know, the genius of the writer of the book of Hebrews, kumbaga yung lahat siguro ng galing niya at kanyang creativity, eh talagang nung mamangha siya sa revelation na ito, nakatha niya itong mga talatang ito, extolling the very fact. God spoke. God spoke. That's the first point. But secondly, not only God spoke through humans. Through humans. Verse 1. Long ago, at many times, in many ways. Now, yung dalawang salita na yun, o phrase na yun, napaka-tindi rin ng literary artistry na ipinakita na sumulat. Polumeros. Polutropos. Na parang sinabi, many times, many ways. Na parang idea is distribution. Para ba kayo kinakalat? Many times, many ways, sa iba-ibang paraan ng ngusap ang Diyos. Eh, ito mamaya, may contrast, ano? Kasi yung pagdating na sa anak, eh hindi na many ways and many times, kundi isa na lang by the Son. Pero bago doon, mamaya pa yung verse 2. But for now, in verse 1, pinakita in the past, many times, many ways, God spoke. He spoke through the thunder and lightning to Moses. But he spoke in the still, small voice to Elijah. Ganun mangusap ang Panginoon. Pag minsan nangungusap, kulog, kidlat. Pag minsan katahimikan. And even in so many ways, by dreams, mga panaginip, sa mga visions, may mga nakikita, yung mga propeta, even by a donkey. You remember that donkey who spoke to the false prophet, Balaam? No? Even through a donkey. Yan ang ibig sabihin. If you look at the Old Testament, you see that God spoke by many ways, in many times, to our fathers, by the prophets. By the prophets. So gumamit ng mga tao yung mga propeta. These are men raised by God. And the authority of these men is that they can say, God says. Ayun yung authority nila. Wala silang authority, I said this. But God saith. Yan ang kanilang authority. Ito yung sabi ng Panginoon. And kaya dapat ninyong paniwalaan. They were ill-treated. They were persecuted. And yet they persisted. Kagaya ni Jeremiah, pinag-usig, tinapon sa balon, halos mamatay. Yet they persisted. Because God says this. Ito yung mensahe ng Panginoon. So dito, pinapakita ng sumulat, he affirms the authenticity and authority of the Old Testament. Pinapakita niya, ano? Na talagang inspired at talagang authoritative ang lumang tipan. Kasi yun lang yung Bible nila, ano? Nung panahon na yun, wala pa naman, hindi pa naman buo itong New Testament. And so, ito, sinasabi niya, pero there's something more. Dito, piniprepare na ng sumulat yung apologetic niya na bagamat, yes, God spoke through humans, but there's more. There's more. In verse 2, there's more. At yan, makikita natin mamaya. So, parang merong two stages ang revelation. One is through humans by the prophets. Yan yung Old Testament. In general. Ano? But now, in the New Testament, merong nangusap ang Panginoon by His own dear Son. At ganyan makikita natin sa verse 2. And so, bilang application muna nitong point 2, let's be encouraged that God uses weak sinners like us to convey His message to the world. Gumagamit ang Panginoon ng mga makasalanan tulad natin. Eh kasi sino ba yung of the fathers by the prophets or to the fathers by the prophets? Eh sino ba yung mga propeta na yun? Ayan ay mga tao na makasalanan din na tulad natin. Diba? Pag titignan natin yung buhay ng mga propeta, kahit pa yung pinakadakila, makasalanan. No, who can forget Moses himself and the waters of Meribah? Eh, napaka banal na, maamong maamo na itong si Moses. And yet, Moses was a sinner. Diba? Pinatay niya yung Egyptian soldier. Tapos, nung bandang huli ng buhay niya, mismong siya parang naging padalos-dalos sa pagsunod sa Panginoon. Kaya hindi siya pinapasok sa lupang pangako. And if you read the lives of the prophets, who can forget Jonah? Kung merong di masunuring propeta, siguro wala nang kagaya ni Jonah, no? Imagine, go to Nineveh, eh nagpunta dun sa other side, papunta sa Tarsis, or somewhere in Spain actually, you know, ayon sa mga scholars. So from east, nagpunta sa kabila, west. Ang layo, Europe! Dahil ayaw sumunod sa Panginoon. Makasalanan ang mga tao na ito. And so, mga kapatid, we too have been entrusted by the message of the Word. And of course, the seed or the very heart of that message is the gospel. Nasa atin ito, yung ebanghelyo. Eh, tama-tama, yung inawit natin kanina, yung huling awit. Kailangan nating ibahagi ang ebanghelyong ito. Bagamat makasalanan tayo, meron tayong tungkulin na ibahagi ito. Alam nyo, ayon sa mga marketers, yung mga magagaling sa marketing, ano, mga experts in marketing, kaya gustong-gusto nila yung good review. No? Kasi daw, yung mga tao, by nature, pag nagandahan ka sa isang service o sa isang produkto, alam nyo, on the average, may kakausapin kang tatlo para ikalat yun. No? Kung lang, nakabili ka ng magandang face mask, face shield, or, di ba, nakabili ka magandang sapatos, murang-mura, eh, ang tendency mo, sabihin yan eh, uy, alam mo ba, kaibigan, kapatid, punta ka ron sa tindahan na yon. Mura na, maganda pa yung produkto. Three people. At ayon sa recent study, hindi lang tatlo. More likely, pito. Kasi by nature daw, we want to share a good news. Ayon sa mga pag-aaral, we love sharing good news. In the retelling, we not only re-experience those wonderful moments, but we also spread the good vibrations around. No, para mong nire-relieve yung masarap mong pakiramdam na nakabili ka ng magandang-maganda o kaya nakservicean ka dun sa restaurant. Ang ganda ng service, ang linis yung pagkain, masarap yung pagkain, mura pa. You want to relieve it by sharing. And so, the implication is, kung tunay na natanggap natin ang magandang balita, kung tunay na naligtas tayo, sinasabi natin, good news, I'm saved. Dapat ang natural reaction natin, gusto nating ibahagi ito sa ibang tao. And so mga kapatid, sana, yan ang ating maging pangunahe. I say that not only to you, but to myself and to my heart. No, may mga panahon na parang ayaw natin, nahihiya tayo, takot tayo. I know that and I experience that. Pero sana panalangin natin sa Panginoon, Lord, what a good news. You spoke and I heard the message. Kahit ako makasalanan, susubukin kong ibahagi ito sa ibang tao. Share the word, the message that you receive from God. But finally and lastly, God spoke through humans, sinners like us. But finally, verse 2, God spoke through His Son. Finally, God spoke through His Son. Verse 2. But, yan ang sabi na sa muna, but, so long ago, ito yung nangyari, God spoke in the Old Testament, prophets, our fathers, But, ngunit ngayon, in these last days, now that's a literal, parang Hebrew phrase, which refers to the time na mapufulfill yung mga hinula ng mga propeta. Tawag ng mga Hebrews yan, in the last days. No, kasi nga, nagbabasa sila ng kanilang banal na kasulatan, the Old Testament, they see marami diyang mga hula, marami mga prophecy, new heart, the law will be in their hearts, the bones will rise up, and magkakaroon ng katawan, and a new covenant I will establish with my people. And so they were longing for that day, and they called those days na darating, the last days. The last days. So ito yung days of fulfillment. Kaya yung Old Testament is in a sense a book of promise. Yung lumang tipan, mga pangako ng mga bagay na darating. Yung bagong tipan, ito yung katuparan ng mga bagay na hinula, the fulfillment of the promises and the prophecies. Pero dito malinaw na merong parang qualitative distinction. Napansin nyo ba yun? Ito na nagsalita ang Diyos, talagang maganda yon. It's good news. We rejoice. God spoke long ago to the prophets. But, okay? So, ito parang ito na yung pinaka-summary ng buong book of Hebrews. No? Ito yung dati. But, dumating ang anak. At lalong nagbago, lalong gumanda. Natupad ang mga bagay-bagay. Because of the Son. And dito makita natin na ipinahayag na ng sumulat that God is best seen in His Son. Why? Because of the character of the Son. Sino ba itong anak na ito na ngayon, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. So, contrast ito, ano? Kaya, but, no? Kumbaga, maganda na yun na nangusap ang Diyos. But the best is still to come. And that is speaking through the Son. Ang anak na ito, He is the heir, una sa lahat of all things. Actually, pitong bagay yan. Yung first two, andito lang, dalawang bagay lang muna, dito sa verse 2. Heir of all things. At nung kanilang kapanahunan, yung Hellenistic culture na kanilang kinalakihan, yung mga sinusulatan, ay alam na alam nila yung heir, yung tagapagmana. It's a very established concept. Pag sinabing tagapagmana, he's the heir, alam na nila. That person carries the same authority as the father, his father. Yung kanyang tatay na pamamanahan siya, ibig sabihin siya yung merong authority kagaya ng kanyang ama. Yan ang ibig sabihin nito. He has the full authority. You can conduct business. Kumbaga, parang ang kausap mo rin yung tatay, pagkausap mo yung tagapagmana. Ayun yung konsepto na alam nila. And so, dito binanggit, echoing Psalm 2 verse 8, the Messianic Psalm, Psalm 2, ano? Kung yung maalala, ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. So, God the Father saying to God the Son, ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage. Ikaw ang magiging tagapagmana, in a sense, ang sinasabi doon sa mga salmo. So ito rin yung pinapakita. At in chapter 2 of Hebrews, we will have more details. So babalikan natin yung konsepto na yan. But now, heir of all things, secondly, God made all things through Him. Through whom also He created the world. Appointed heir of all things. And through Him, He created the world. And dito, makita natin yung Genesis 1:1, yung pinag-aralan natin last time, coupled with John 1:1 and following, na doon ipinapahayag na si Jesus sa pamamagitan niya, nalalang ang lahat ng mga bagay. Now, dito kasi ang ginamit, the world. He created the world. So, alam natin yung world, pag minsan, cosmos, o worlds, cosmoi, pero dito ang ginamit actually is not the word yung cosmos, but para yung aeon or aeones. Yung aeon, yung ages ang ginamit. Pero world yung translate. Kasi ages. So hindi lang yung world, yung isang yung mundo, but the entire ages was created through Him. No? Kung kumbaga yung pasimula, again, in the beginning, nung magsimula yung panahon, and the ages that followed, and all things under the ages. In short, the very cosmos, the very universe, and time, and space, and matter, they were all created through Him. What staggering thought. Na dati, nangusap ang Diyos sa mga makasalanan tulad natin, Moses, Jonah, yung mga propeta, even Samuel, na hindi masawa yung mga anak niya. But now, He speaks to us through the air, through the Creator of all things. And therefore, Jesus is the one who made God known supremely, much more than human prophets. Yan ang makikita natin, yung superiority, yung ultimate perfection na hindi makikita sa mga tao. Kaya sabi sa Matthew 11:27, sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him." Diyan natin mas maunawaan yung mga pangungusap na ito. Pagkat ang final revelation, the perfect revelation of God is through the Son, Jesus Christ. So ang application sa atin mga kapatid, let's just see the glory of the Lord Jesus in His revelation of God. Sana makita natin yung kaluwalhatian na ito. Sana mamangha tayo, hindi man tayo lahat maalam talaga ng Grego, but just trying to appreciate the literary genius and the lofty language. And siguro parang halos naging makata yung sumulat just thinking about this staggering thought. In these last days, God speaks through His Son. And we are living in the last days. And so what a blessing. What a blessing. Can you imagine kung nabuhay tayo before the last days? Eh, mangyari na, nasa Pilipinas tayo, wala pa siguro tayong Bible. Can you imagine the silence that will accompany our lives? Siguro sasamba tayo sa mga Diyos-Diyusan, sasamba tayo sa mga anito, sa buwan, sa araw, sa puno, sa batis, trying to listen to the Word from God. But all we will have is a deafening silence. A deafening silence. Salamat sa Panginoon. Nabuhay tayo in this age and time. Let's praise Him for that. Sana mamangha tayo, magpasalamat tayo. Thank God that I live in these last days. And now, I know what God wants to say to sinners like me. Makita natin sa pamamagitan ni Jesus a greater understanding of the character of the triune God, a deeper understanding of His plan of salvation na ang mga makasalanan tulad natin, sana kung may kinakausap tayo sa Zoom, FB Live, kung ang mga makasalanan tulad natin ay lalapit kay Jesus, magsisi sa kanila mga kasalanan, meron din silang kapatawaran. Pwede silang patawarin at magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Sana maging panalangin mo ito, Lord, reveal to me, communicate to me, ano ba talaga ang tunay na daan ng kaligtasan? Sana makita ko ito. At ako rin magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. And so in summary, we saw God spoke and still speaking through His Word, through fallible humans, but inspired by His Spirit, we received the Bible. But now, even better, in the New Testament, we see His communication through His dear Son. Through His dear Son. Alam nyo, nung unang panahon, bago ma-invento yung ref, can you imagine, wala pang ref? No? Now, sa Pilipinas, talagang palagi mainit. So, siguro, wala na tayong choice. Pero sa ibang bansa na may yelo, may pagtag-yelo, may yelo sila, siguro may nag-isip, pag tag-yelo, maraming yelo. Pero pag mainit na, sayang naman yung yelo. So, may naka-invento na gumawa ng bahay, siguro isang kubo, na yung kubo na yon siguro makapal yung dingding, tapos walang bintana, saradong-sarado. Tapos sabi siguro ng isang tao na ka-invento nito, ano kaya maglagay tayo ng yelo? Pag tag-yelo, kumuha tayo ng yelo, lagay natin sa loob, tapos lagay natin ng mga kusot. para tumagal. At ito nga yung ginawa nila. Ang tawag doon, ice house. Kasi wala pang ref. Sa halip kaya, tawag natin freezer. No? Noon, ice house, bahay talaga. Lalagyan nila yon ng yelo, pag winter, tapos mga kusot. Eh, hanggang summer, minsan daw tumatagal. Yung yelo, no? So, kung ano may lalagay mo roon, malamig. Eh, minsan, yung isang taong may-ari ng ice house, pumasok doon, nahulog yung kanyang relo. Eh, mahal pa man din yung relo na yon. Eh, dahil may mga kusot, hindi nga niya makita. So, hinanap nila, mga tauhan niya, hinanap niya makita yung relo. But finally, during lunch break, may isang bata na pumasok doon, wala nang tao, ginawa niya, sinara niya yung pinto, siguro hindi nakalamigan. Tapos lumabas siya after a few minutes. At ang sabi niya, ito na, nahanap ko yung relo. At tinanong siya ng mga kasamahan, bakit? Paano mo nahanap? Anong ginawa mo? Eh, hanap ko, binahanap din, hindi namin makita. Well, sabi niya, pagkasara ko ng pinto, naupo lang ako dito sa mga kusot, tahimik na tahimik, at doon ko narinig yung tik-tak, tik-tak. Kaya ako nakita. At sana ganun din ang ating pagtingin sa salita ng Diyos. Sana hindi tayo puno ng ingay. Sana hindi napaka-ingay ng buhay natin na hindi natin marinig yung pangungusap ng Panginoon sa kanyang salita. Kaya nga, ang tawag natin, quiet time. It is during these moments of quietness and quiet time that we block all things in this world and we try to listen to the God who speaks. Sana huwag natin kaligtaan ito, mga kapatid. Sana in the silence of our room, of our house, wherever we are, even in the field, in the farm, pakinggan natin ang mensahe ng Diyos na nangungusap sa atin. And as we listen to the Son, we will see more of God and have a closer fellowship with Him. God speaks. God spoke, God speaks. Listen. Listen to Him. Tayo manalangin, mga kapatid. O Panginoon namin Diyos, what a blessing, what staggering thought that You spoke. First through human prophets, but now through Your Son. Sana, Panginoon, ang inyong pinahayag in both in the Old and New Testament ay aming mahalagahin, treated as precious, palagi namin pagbulay-bulayan para higit namin kayong makilala. Thank You for Your communication, for Your revelation through the Son. Ito po ang aming mga samo at dalangin sa pangalan lamang ng inyong anak, ang aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen.